statement in June that the government have lauded as being a major breakthrough was basically made after a council meeting where Spain and Italy stood up to Germany and Finland and the other countries, and fudge was hammered out. And now we see that Germany, Finland and the Netherlands are rowing back on that. And unfortunately, the way Europe has developed over the last couple of years, might is right, and they will carry the day, I'm afraid. And we are left with a legacy of debt that we took on board in order to bail out European banks, and we're going to be left with it, I think.
Since this agreement was made in June, do you think the current government have been relying too heavily on this?
I think they have. I think they, in effect, they've painted themselves into a corner now at this stage. And the statement yesterday from the finance ministers is absolutely disastrous from the government's strategy and the government's point of view, and has left them with very little room to manoeuvre. I don't see how they'll be able to recover from it. And I think that we are seeing now that Germany is going to reassert its control, and they will make sure that there will be no legacy bank debt dealt with in terms of the ESM. They are looking at probably at the ESM at having to bail out Italy, a full-blown bailout for Italy, and probably a full-blown bailout for Spain in the future. And that's what their target is, to protect those large economies.
And despite this apparent rollback today, the Taoiseach's still maintaining there will be a deal on Ireland's bank debt.
Well, I think from a Taoiseach's point of view, he probably has no choice but to keep saying that. I think he, at this stage, he's probably the only one that believes it himself. Unfortunately, I think we'll see a climb down over the next 6 or 8 weeks where the government will present a massive failure as some sort of success.